My name's Lori. I'm an alcoholic. And Larry asked me at 11 o'clock last night if I would speak, so of course I couldn't say no. I'm joking. I know that I'm supposed to do these things, and my, you know, most people that know me know that my favorite part of speaking is when I get done and sit down. It's not my favorite thing to do. But it's only 10 minutes, so I'm good. 10 minutes is good. You know, I was sitting there, and I started to get emotional. If you would have told me that I would be the person that I am today, I wouldn't have believed you. You know, through working the steps and having people in my life to love me no matter what, you know, I get to have 16 years sober. I just celebrated 16 years, April 26th. And, you know, and I look around this room and there's a lot of people that I know, a lot of people that were here when I got here, a lot of people that came in after me and I've gotten to watch get sober. You know, my sponsor that I work my fist up with is sitting in the front row. You know, my life is just really blessed today. You know, when I got here, I couldn't look you in the eye. I had no self-esteem and no self-respect, and I hated who I was and the things that I'd done. And, you know, today it's not like that. Sometimes it can be. You know, life's not always perfect. And life's going to go on whether I'm sober or not. I just have tools to deal with it today. Happy birthday. It's awesome. And happy birthday. Congratulations on 90 days, Melissa. That's awesome. See, when I got here, I couldn't stand still. I still can't sometimes. I laugh and I cry at the same time, and that's just who I am, and I've learned to accept that because that's me. You know, I have a lot of laughter in my life today. As some of you know, about 2 years ago, I hit an emotional bottom, and I wasn't going to mention that tonight, but that's a part of my story, and I know that I've had people with, you know, in their teens of sobriety come up to me and thank me for sharing that after I've shared that, because a lot of us think that we're supposed to be okay at a certain amount of sobriety or whatever, and we're not, and we get messed up. And if we don't ask for help and let somebody know that we're in pain or what's going on with us, we go back out and drink, and I've seen that happen to a lot of people. And, you know, thank God. In fact, Larry was one of the people I called when I, you know, Larry talked me off a cliff, you know, and here I am today, and I'm still sober. Okay, I'm done. You know what? I went back to basics, and I started writing at night. And, you know, I've always done meetings. I went through a period where I didn't like the meetings that I was going to, so I changed my meetings. I like it when I leave a meeting and I feel good. And, you know, if I didn't get to feel good staying sober, then I probably wouldn't be here. We have a lot of laughter and a lot of fun. And, you know, I have a lot of sponsees, and I get to work the steps over and over again. And, you know, it's funny because I used to try to plan what I was going to say, and it never works out, you know, so I had no clue what I was going to say when I got up here. Today I get to be me. Last night I was at a meeting. I go to a meditation meeting on Friday nights, and meditation is part of my program today, too. And, you know, the topic was freedom to be me. And, you know, you guys gave me that freedom because I walked in here. And, you know, I would, you know, Bill, I would see Bill every Saturday night and every Friday night, you know, and I'd walk into the Easy Does It speakers on Friday nights, and I can't remember the St. John's Church, what was that called? Anyways, that was Saturday night. And the old-timers in the back would say, "Hey, Larry, how are you?" You know, and they knew my name, and you guys just loved me until I could learn to love myself. And, you know, life's really good today. If you knew Alcoholics Anonymous, take the suggestions. I have a lot of women that come into my life and they want to work their own program. And I've learned today to just, you know, let go of that. You know, I know what works for me and my way's not always right, but I get to stand up here and I get to, you know, just be the person that I am today. And I'm so grateful that that I stayed for the miracle. And it's like, I never wanted to leave though. You know, I don't want to leave Alcoholics Anonymous. I love you guys too much, you know? And, like, we went to the camp out, and then we went to a wedding, and then we went to Laughlin. You know, I mean, I get to go on vacations these days, and, you know, I met my husband over in Laughlin, and, you know, we knew the same people. we met at an AA convention. They introduced us, and we started dancing, and here we are 11 years later. And if you would have told me that I would get married, number one, that would still like him when I see him, that's huge. you know, I didn't used to pick very nice men, you know, and he is a blessing in my life. He loves me no matter what, just like I love him no matter what, you know, and I couldn't say that 3 weeks ago.
that a girl.
I'm a work in progress. Oh. So, you know, like I said, I laugh and I cry, and I get to be depressed, and I get to get out of that, and I get to go into the book, and I get to read with people, and, you know, I feel like I'm really scattered. I don't know if I'm, whatever, it's up to God, not me. I told God, you know, whatever he wanted me to say, I was going to say it. So, welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous. You two could be like me. I'm joking. I have a, you know what, my life today, like I was sitting there getting emotional because I was laughing. I enjoy life. You know, it could change tomorrow morning. It's not, you know, I wake up in the morning sometimes, you know, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to go to work, you know, and I have to ask God to help me do these things. I have a God in my life today that is deeper than I've ever had before. And by working the steps again on some different situations, you know, steps 6 and 7 are really important to me today. And, I think the longer I stay sober, the more in-depth I'm getting with the steps and the more I understand them. I did not understand step 6 and 7 for a long time. I didn't get it, you know, and it took what it took for me to start understanding. And, you know, the steps have changed my life. They've changed me. You know, I have no desire to drink at all. I don't. You know, that was my solution for a long time. And, you know, and I got here and you guys said I didn't have to drink one day at a time, you know, and I believed you, you know, and here I get to stand 16 years later. Thank you.